The primary message of this short podcast is to urge you to believe your senses. We live in a world where you are told not to believe what you see. You're being fed lies and propaganda by the corporate media that tries to contradict your own experience, the things you're seeing with your own eyes. For example, when you see prices going higher and higher in the grocery store and at the gasoline pump and used car prices and housing prices and lumber prices, and it's all going up, you should believe what you're experiencing. Yes, there's inflation, even though the White House says, oh, there's no inflation. When you see people dying from the vaccine, or you see people hospitalized after taking the vaccine, and the people you know who've been vaccinated are the ones who are getting sick, they're the ones in the hospitals, they're the ones dying, you should believe that, because you're seeing it with your own eyes, it's your own experience. But of course, Fauci and others are saying, no, that's not happening. They're saying the vaccine is working, even when all the scientific data show that it's not working, that those who are the most vaccinated are also the sickest. A lot of what's happening in the world today is trying to get you to not believe your own eyes or your own experience. And this is also a big part of censorship by big tech and the lies of the propagandas, the media, Wikipedia lies, and so on. It's trying to convince you that you're not seeing things that are actually happening. For example, if you see hundreds of thousands of illegals crossing the border, it's an invasion. But the media tries to tell you, oh, that's not happening. If you saw the video of this black supremacist, this guy who drove the SUV and ran over people in Waukesha, Wisconsin, in the Christmas parade, ran over about 50 people, killed at least six so far. You see that, you know that's homicide. That's murder. That's someone turning a vehicle into a weapon and trying to mass murder as many people as possible. But the media tells you, no, it is just simply a, quote, parade crash. That's the phrase they're using. No, it's a parade crash. I mean, can you imagine if it were a white driver and a parade of black people? Would it be called a parade crash? No, it would be called a white supremacy crime against all black people, and they would say all white people are guilty, and this is more proof of blah, blah, blah. But when it's a black supremacist murdering white people, they just say, oh, it's a parade crash. Move on. Move on. It's all about distorting reality. The distortions are so extreme, they had most liberals convinced that Kyle Rittenhouse had shot and killed three black people. Yeah, literally, almost every left-wing journalist thought that that was the case, because that's what the media said. No. There were no black people involved in that shooting in Kenosha at all. Kyle Rittenhouse defended himself against three white aggressive attackers who were trying to kill him. And he shot back in self-defense. Of course, the media won't explain any of that to you, because their job is to lie and distort and really to kind of transport you, teleport you out of reality and to trap you in their world of delusions and fairy tales and false narratives, because that's the world where they control you. And that's why they want to control all of your information inputs, whether it's media or big tech, or social media, YouTube videos, whatever. If they can control all your inputs, then they can shape your reality. And this is why Zuckerberg is launching Meta, the virtual reality / augmented reality system, where it's total control over all your sensory inputs. And that, folks, that whole meta universe, that's almost the definition of hell on earth. If you allow yourself to go into that false reality, you will be a total mind slave to globalist control by Zuckerberg and the totalitarians that run that system. At least right now, if you're driving down the road and you see that there have been a lot of accidents, you see drivers driving off the road, having head-on collisions, you can see that with your own eyes. But if you're living in an alternative, a fictional universe, in a virtual system like the Matrix, then they control everything and you will never see reality. And by the way, right now across America, if you go talk to any collision center that repairs cars, they will tell you they've never seen this many car crashes, never seen this before in 30 years of doing business. go to any mortician, anyone who runs a funeral home, they'll tell you they've never seen this, all these deaths happening, especially younger people dying because of the vaccine. So you can go talk to those people. You can check out reality. You can be your own fact checker. Of course, the online fact checkers are liars, and they're funded by Big Pharma and funded by globalism and funded by left-wing lunatics to push out false facts or lies as facts. But you can be your own fact checker because you have two eyes. You have your own senses. You can go talk to people in the real world. And when you can do that, the false narrative is shattered because you can see what's happening with your own two eyes. And this also comes down to assets. Most people have fictional assets. They log into a computer. They bring up their bank in a browser tab. They look at the numbers on the screen, which are just little digital representations of nothing. And they say, oh, I've got this much money. It's an illusion. It's not real. It's not there. The only thing that's real is what you can touch, what you own and have under your control. You know, a silver coin, a gold bar, a roof over your head, dirt and soil, land beneath your feet, a vehicle that you own. These are things that are real. All these other so-called assets, even cryptocurrency assets, are just ephemeral. They do not exist in the real world. Nor does your bank account, for that matter, or any bond or a stock or, you know, a T-bill. None of it exists. It's all just based on, false faith and people buying into the shared illusion. And those illusions can be shattered. So the summary message today is believe your own perceptions. Don't let the masses lie to you. Don't be swayed by peer pressure, social pressure, the media, the so-called authorities. Most of them are bogus. They're false authorities. They lie on purpose. Believe what you are seeing. Believe your own experience. Believe what makes sense. 1 + 1 = 2, no matter how many people say, no, it's 4. Or no, it's not. Believe in your own experience, and you will have much greater success navigating this world. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com. And you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. Take care.